Barranc de la Foss Mill. This mill, which name is unknown, but to which we will refer as Barranc de la Foss Mill, has been also identified as Angela Mill. In this way, it should be said that in 1862, when the distribution of assets of Antonio Beneito, Angela Pasquale's husband, was done, there was a fulling mill. Some sources point out that it would be this mill, while others say that it would be upstream. In conclusion, it is a controversial matter. There is just a little information about this mill and its run-down state and its location among these black poplars make its observation difficult, especially in spring and summer. The mill still preserves the space where the hydraulic wheel was installed. The hydraulic wheel could have measured less than 8 meters of diameter, which is known because of the marks left by its functioning. Water comes from the diversion dam located close to Julian's mill, and from there it was channeled through an irrigation canal that nowadays, despite no longer working, is well preserved. Moreover, the four walls of the domestic living space are still preserved. From the rest of the mill, just a big wall can be seen, which would show that this was a pretty big building and with an industrial importance that could be perfectly comparable to the rest of the Ravine mills. In the surrounding area of the mill, there are two curious items. One, on the one hand, a natural shelter that was used as a space to keep the livestock. Inside, there is a pile of solid brick pieces, and on one of them, there is an inscription with an S form that could be the manufacturer mark. On the other hand, among the black poplars, the rest of a limestone sink could be found. It is formed by two parts, whose utility is unknown.